Hi everyone, it's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Creative Mind series, and I am just hopping on. I really, really am passionate about the idea that creativity fuels the soul, and I just had this amazing realization. I have this music incubator team that I'm working with. Shout out to Emily Eddins and Beverly Bergman. We are working on a children's healing experience. It's so near and dear to my heart. It's going to take some time before all the moving pieces come together, but I'm here. It's Friday night, and I just wanted to say I stay super happy when I'm in my place of creating either a show, an experience, a happy moment. And I just had this realization with the new intro and outro for my new Embrace Your Neurostyle series, that Emily Eddins just sent me some music for kind of the intro and outro. That was just it. We're going to be coming up with different music sound vibes for each series I'm doing. The reason why I'm stopping and pausing and doing the show is I just enjoy that aha moment when you're working with someone or you're in flow. And what does that even really mean? And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have a specific series called the Creative Mind series. And we're going to mix it up. I want to say thank you so far. I had Michelle Pascal start off the series. He is this amazing producer, film producer, meditation teacher, and he has a film coming out about We Are Never Alone for suicide prevention. And so I feel so grateful to be interviewing someone like Michelle. Then we had Charles Maddox, shout out to Charles, who just launched Reversed Season 2, so inspiring, using, you know, the docuseries and taking people on their journey of inspiration, education through mind, body, spirit, holistic health on discovering how to reverse diabetes with amazing professionals. So that's the second person. Then the third person was Joe Solo, record producer. Shout out to Joe. And he shared his journey of creativity, resiliency, and working with Macy Gray. He's worked with Fergie. He's worked with Michael Jackson. Now, those are some pretty amazing people we've just spoke about. And I'm going to be having different guests on this series. But I wanted to say how important it is, I believe, when we are our most happiest, we're playing. We're in our creative zone. And I think it's so important. You know, we talk about illness so much in society. I love talking about wellness. And I believe playing and being happy and being your own best friend gets you to that point of mental health and mental well-being. I'm such a geek, everyone. Shh, don't tell anyone. I'm a universe geek. I love getting the data. And so I work with adults, I work with children, and I want to talk about the importance. I saw this article on creativity, why creativity is so crucial for entrepreneurs. I'm going to put the link in the show notes here. And I love this. So basically, in the article, they talked about the characteristics of the entrepreneurial process, why creativity is so important for entrepreneurs, and the link between entrepreneurship and creativity, okay? Basic elements, how to think outside of the box. And so what just happened for me tonight is I was texting back and forth and coming up just with the name of this intro and outro. And I'm like, because I heard those sounds in the intro outro. And Emily Eddins, shout out to Emily, she's at Berklee School of Music. She's like, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize that that was in there. And the beauty of that is the music that we're creating for the children's healing experience, we're going to be talking about the power of sound, the power of vibrational frequency, the unseen energy. And when you work with another individual, whether it's writing a book, writing a poem, writing music together, film, docuseries, all different ways of being creative, creative with your family. There's an unseen energy of an idea, an excitement, a vibrational frequency. You know, I always talk about the linear universe, linear, nonlinear, Newtonian, quantum. So to me, the miracle of creativity is it's this unseen energy of inspiration, of hope, of play, and of creativity. And so I want to actually just quote something else from this article that I thought was so cool. Let me just get this right here. Creating new ideas also helps. And this is about entrepreneurship right now. I want to go entrepreneurship back to that. Creating new ideas for competitive advantage. The whole process of entrepreneurship is rooted in creation and exploration of new ideas. So when you're able to kind of think outside of the box, you have these aha moments. So I thought it was so much fun when I was listening to this new music clip that, and you know, it was like from a distance, you know, Emily's across the country and I'm here in Manhattan Beach. There's this co-creation of interpretation of the ideas I had for the music. And I find that that can happen when we give ourselves time off. Time in nature. I love to swim. I love to listen to music. I don't know what you do. What do you do to unplug? What do you do to access your higher level of awareness, to be in that creative space? That's where so much of, you know, change can happen. I also find that I always like to talk about gratitude as my secret sauce. When we're grateful and we're in a vibrational frequency that's more open and more aware, and we can access higher levels of awareness, I looked up this other article because I love articles. It's called Creativity is Your Secret Advantage for Mental Health and Well-Being. What does it mean to be creative? It says in this article. Most people tend to think of creativity in the realm of arts, such as writing, painting, or composing. In reality, that's limited. So I love this. I love this. There's a link to being creative in mental health. And that's what I always love to say. And so I'm going to link this article. You know, it's even talking about being creative. Like, do you write code? Do you develop advertising campaigns? Do you come up with unique recipes? Do you do creative things? So this is creativity. So basically, I am loving this. I just had an aha moment with Emily Eddins. Thank you, Emily. I'm so grateful. And I wanted all of you to know that the Creative Mind series is going to have all different people and doing different creative things in the honor and the pursuit of mental wellness and health. And that just being happy and playing is a big source of accessing that higher level of awareness. So I'm going to put some of these articles and the links here that just I find interesting. Oh, one more thing I want to say that I've noticed, and this ties in with what I call the pulse of consciousness. What I've noticed for myself in particular, that during this pandemic period, I know we're still in it, you know, it's getting better and more hopeful, but there's been so much, of course, sadness. I want to do a sacred pause for anyone that's lost anyone during the pandemic. Also fiscally, if anyone's suffering. But this time that we had to be, when we were in our homes, it's a time to go within and reflect within. And for many people in my practice, and also for myself and some of my good friends, it was almost like a renaissance time where you got to access your inner voice, your inner world. And I find that a lot of people are having troubles going back into the world because it's almost like energy overload dealing with human beings. And so I find for myself, I'm still doing telehealth. One, because I think it's the right thing to do if I can be, you know, doing great work from home. And two, I'm finding that the more I'm careful with how I interact with other human beings, and the more I have my downtime and creative sort of sacred space, I have less what I call flow interruption. So when we're in flow, we're like moment to moment, we're more in the moment of now. We're like really truly in the present moment of now, instead of kind of going on that hamster wheel where we kind of have a frenetic day and we're like either worried about the past or projecting a concern into the future. So the other thing I would like to say about creativity and staying in flow is that that's when you're at your highest level of awareness of right now, which I believe the ingredients include staying in a place of gratitude, allowing yourself to pay attention to your feelings, your inner voice, any creative ideas that come to mind. And I think that then that allows you to have that fun and that play and being your own best friend. So I like to talk about awareness we just discussed, then self-love. And then I think it's so cool when you get to that place where you're in your happy, creative place where you can help a friend, you can do something for your neighbor, you can pick up the phone, and you're able to give back in whatever way you can. So I feel like part of mental health, I always talk about awareness, self-love, and altruism as the core ingredients. And I'm so grateful for Emily Eddins and our kind of synchronicity tonight with co-creating some intros and outros. And I'm just really excited. So I just wanted everyone to know that this is, look out for this really fun series where I'm going to have cool people that I've already had. I'm going to put the links into these articles about the importance of creativity for mental wellness. And I'm so excited about this journey of all these different series I'm doing and the different ways and forms of play that we all need to access for the happiness that we can all have. Okay, have an amazing weekend, everyone. Sending you love. That's Emily Eddins, Emma Me. She just made that intro and outro. So there we go. Thank you guys. Until the next show.